and making people aware of who they were. They were in New York.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Do you want to move the agenda, Lonnie?
Yeah, well, on the idea of the national office, can I go over the national office then, right now?
What do we have here on the sheet here? You can go over. Yeah, please. That's what we'd like you to do.
Yeah, okay. Let's start with the comparison with the Pacifica Foundation 2000 consolidated budgets. So we can go to that one. And I'm starting from line 962.
Okay.
What I like to do is I like to compare how we would end up in any given budget with what we're planning to do the following year, and then you've got 3 or 4 years worth of audits to compare the numbers to. I think that is a better indicator of trend than looking at a specific item. So I'm on line 962 in this spreadsheet called Copy of Pacifica Foundation 2008 Consolidated Budget, 917. Now, under what we call listener support, we're going to end up with $160,000 in FY07. We're going to budget $230,000 for next year. And these are we do get about $200,000 to $300,000 in major donations. And that's what that is, and we think we can get those funds in the house. Mail drops, the famous mail drops. We will receive $854,000 in mail drop and donation income. This is a mixture. And next year we're budgeting slightly less, $831,000. And people ask, how can you do that? Well, if you look at 2006, our donation mail drop number was $967,000. This year it was $854,000. But in 2005, it was $626,000. In FY04, it was $479,000. We have built up a mail drop list that works fairly well for us. And as I say, you can see it's nearly doubled from 2004 through... it has doubled 2004 through 2007. So there is a... group of ACLU, green organizations, Hightower, acquisition mailing list people who really look to Pacifica and want to support national programming. This is what these mail drops mostly do. They promote national programming, asking people to support it. And there's a real, these are other members of progressive organizations who want to support independent media and Pacifica in bringing to listeners across the country a progressive message, and who want to see national programming. Survey after survey has shown that listeners at all levels want more national programming. They want local programming, but not overwhelmingly no local programming. They want a mix, and we're tapping that market. We've seen the response, so that's why you see us do it. What is the average return? We will mail out and return and make about $150,000 off of a mailing per year. And the value of doing the mailings is not just $150,000 return off, say, $450,000 or $500,000 investment. That's a 20% return. That's pretty good for any enterprise.
Minimum.
But it also is a marketing tool. It makes people who would never have heard of Pacifica and other progressive organizations. We're mailing to Utah, Idaho, Alabama, Louisiana, places that where we don't have a station. But people will, in even small towns, support progressive college towns will support progressive organizations. If you make it clear to them, that's what we're about. The overall income, line 973, this year we'll make $1.5 million. We're budgeting about $1.5 million next year, so we're flat budgeting in the national office. And you can see the military revenue is critical, but why do we do it? Well, we do it because the income from the stations is only $2.3 million, and expenses are $3.2 million. So we have to raise about $1 million. We have to raise $1 million in case stations have a bad drive, and therefore essential service revenue is not forthcoming. We have to raise the extra money. We need more than 1 month because we are the bank, and people don't really understand it. We are the bank for stations. The stations, we pay all the health bills, $250,000, in advance, and then try to get bill, you know, try to get the money back from the stations. But we have to pay it in advance because people need their health care. We pay all of the insurance bills up front. Stations take 3 months to recoup money from a drive, but we can't pay the bills in one-third, you know. We have to pay it all. And so we need actually 3 months in order to have the cash to keep the network going. If we lose our workers' comp, we cannot open our doors as a business. If we don't have insurance, we cannot open our doors as a business. We'll legally be shut down. So we have absolutely critical bills. We have to pay the fire insurance and the earthquake insurance. So there's a lot of fixed costs in overhead, as most of you know, and most of them are sitting in the national office. That is, these bills have to get paid. Legal expenses and legal costs, they have to get paid. And the bills come to the national office. So we need actually 3 months because we have a huge contingent bill system. The way this, these new bylaws are structured, the stations really depend on the national office to pay certain bills in advance before the stations themselves have got the revenue. So that's why it's critical to have some sort of reserve, and that's one of the things we do with the mail drop. So I will hurry on. Line 997, and this budget is not finished because the station budget is not finished, but I'm giving you a preview of what's in it. The on line 97, salaries are $1.2 million. And we're budgeting $1.3 million for next year, FY08. And predominantly, one of the assumptions in this is that we will have to pay ED salary for 3 months because of certain severance arrangements that have been made. And there may be the personnel committee is going to recommend an increase for the ED salary. So that's the predominant reason that the salaries have gone up. Is that we will have, in essence, maybe two or three months of double ED salary. And we, the PNB had made the severance arrangement in connection with KPFK, which we had to take into consideration on the salary side. So salaries are basically flat because we can't afford much. We can't afford. We picked up two and a half FTEs in the last year. We hired a national program coordinator, and we upped the salary of the technology person. For us, that's over 120,000 county benefits, so more than that, actually. So when those salaries annualize, you see, you know, increases in the salary line. Administrative costs, the board expenses.
Just a minute, Lonnie. What about that consultant line? It's increased. You have it by 27,000. What is that related to?
Well, the consultant line is 96 for FY07, but FY08, I'm forecasting 124,000.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, I got some of the committees that are starting to up ramp in terms of becoming more active. The racism, the what's the name of that committee? I forget. The racism and
certainly not the finance committee that's costing more money. But go ahead.
Yeah, the consultants that we may use. Remember, we've got Dominga on consultancy right now, our HR person, right? And then we don't have an HR person that may use extra a consultant for a while into next fiscal. Some of the committees on the board are starting to use more consultants. We did that with Ursula's area where we used, I don't know, 30,000-40,000 more in consultants this year, and it looks like it may ramp up next year. So I'm just trying to anticipate that.
If you could just give us the headcount list that I usually ask for repeatedly.
The headcount last year was 13 FTEs. Now it's 15.5, up 2.5.
So the HR person, you have that person's salary in there beginning in October?
Yeah, because I think that we'll use the consultancy money. If not, if we haven't hired the person.
Okay, so either you have the hire or you have the consultant, so therefore there should be a wash. In fact, there should be a saving since you're not, the consultant won't be full-time.
Yeah, but the hourly rate we're charging is based on the salary she had, so that was part of her requirement.
So,
I don't want to get too much into that. But.
No, but the point is that when you fill the position, the consultant will go away. So therefore, if you have the consultant as a hire as of October 1st, and then you have the HR as a hire as of October 1st, and then you have the salary or you have the funding in there for an HR person as a consultant, you're double billing there. So, you know, somewhere you're going to pick up some savings. But that's why a headcount budget sheet would help. It would show where the person is.
The problem, though, is when the person leaves, the salary just doesn't end. Many times they take a month worth of vacation with them, so that's an extra month. But you can't hire, otherwise you are fined.
Yeah, you could, but you can show that on the sheet if you show every 12.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, thank you. And you'll have that on Wednesday when we talk.
That's why it's going up. Yeah.
Bonnie, can you attach a schedule for the consultants line?
Yeah, it'll be part of the detail that I'll do.
Great.
And also,
there's a separate consultant line on 1006 under administrative. That's 14,500.
Yeah, what are you reading from?
National Board expenses.
Yeah, National Board. Yeah, when we go to detail, they'll have some of the individuals in there, whatever. But yeah, there's some of the board committees are talking about using consultants and doing training. And you never know what the board's going to decide to do. But
well, I would argue that we're certainly enabling that kind of spending if we approve a budget before the board even asks for those expense items.
The overall spending for the board is down from 225 to 216, not like they're overspending.
If we need to, I mean, the finance committee, we can do a budget for the you've done the budget for the board, but again, to put in expenses based on some wish list that the finance committee has not reviewed, I think I don't think that's very good planning.
Well, that's why you're able to see it. You can see if we feel like we want to make some changes and tell the board they have to tighten their belt. That's why I'm making it clear, and I broke it out.
Uh-huh.
What's involved? That's
mm-hmm.
part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can see what the spending assumptions are, and if not, you want to make some changes or make some suggestions about what can be done. That's fine.
I know some of the things that have been asked for, but it's not related to board expenses. It's related to some of the people who are in the national office in terms of salary increases, and we can talk about it in the executive session, but in terms of job descriptions and how...
Yeah, my position at this point is not affordable. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm just summarizing the budget. If we go to detail, let's do it then. Otherwise, we're going to be talking about individual positions.
All right.
I don't want to do that right now, if that's okay.
Please continue.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just doing the broad numbers so you can get the broad sense of it. The lab elections and total board is this year $254,000.
Mm-hmm.
And next year it goes to $292,000. And, I would point out, that in 2004, that line item cost $118,000, so it's doubled.
We need to analyze.
Dealing with the cost of the board, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If in 2005, the board cost $187,000, 2006, $231,000, 2007, $254,000, and now looking to go to $292,000.
Can you and I take an action item on that to get together before the board and meeting and next weekend and present this information to the board?
Yeah, we should. I mean, it's a matter of it's intimidating to tell the board they have to look to their spending, but that's our job. We have to tell them. They'll say, well, no one pointed it out, so we have to point it out.
Oh, I don't mind.
I wanted to go to three board meetings a year, but that was voted down. But what I am looking into now is video conferencing for a couple of days for some board meeting, maybe the March board meeting, so we can save some costs. Because hotels go up every year. Cost of catering goes up every year. It's not going to go down. And it's getting harder to make ends meet. It's getting harder.
And when, And when someone suggested a hostel, there was like unbelievable shock. I think.
Yeah, everybody said it was a good idea, but not for me. Not me. I'm not in any hostel in the bottom of a church. But you know, you have to go with the big ticket items, and the big ticket items are meeting and travel in hotels. You know, so.
Okay.
And I have some recommendations, but you're right. You're right, LaVon. Maybe we get together and see what we can do. The administrative costs, I'm down at line 1048. This year, 767. Next budget year, 855,000. Now, why did it go up? The answer there is insurance costs go up. Legal. Remember, we are a haven for legal expenses. Audit fees actually went down. I'm reading through right now. I'm at 1027. We're trying to get bank charges down because what we're discovering is that bank charges are bundled with third-party services. But the amounts that the stations are being charged for credit card processing, you know,
right.
We need to stop that and look to it. Now, we did some good work with KPFA and moving them into sweep accounts, and we're moving KPFT into sweep accounts. KPFA is saving $35,000 by moving into sweep accounts. That is looking closely at these bank statements and not at the banks. Essentially, take them to the cleaners. So we're trying to do to pay more attention to these bank charges and reduce them not only in the national office but also reduce them at the stations. The stations are finding they can save money in that area. Conferences, always something you want to look at, and that includes conferences and training. That would include for Ursula, Nathan, the NFCB conference that we go to is $5,000 item alone. Grassroots radio conferences, they start to add up. And I'm looking at that item too, by the way, because the requests are coming in, and some of these, some conferences we may not be able to participate in, try to save a little money. Or organizations, $5,000 is a large, you know, conference. Not only the conference, but dues are $5,000. And then when you go to the conference, we tend to want to bring T-shirts and whole luncheons and receptions, and that drives up the cost. Travel, always something to look at. Travel, we now have, we got our technology people on board and traveling more. We got Nathan traveling to all the five stations on a regular schedule now. And we have those are going to drive up, and we got an HR person when they come on board who will travel to the station. So travel budgets will be impacted, and roughly double, from $17,000 to $36,000. Office expenses down. We found ways to save a little money in the office side. But I'd like to hit the big ticket items, but just going, you know, things go up 3% on line items in this budget. I've tracked the last 10 years how much do line items other than salary go up each year. It's about 3.5%. And 767 going to 855. Programming, our favorite. Programming has really two big ticket items in it. And one of them is Democracy Now. You know, we just signed a contract. We're increasing their rate 4%. And as you can see, we go from $562,000 to $612,000. A long, fairly protracted negotiations which has been successfully completed. Contract is signed. The other expense item that you're going to find is, I don't really show here, but other programming. That's going to be Nathan's budget. In terms of putting on national broadcasts, national programming, collaborating, and that budget will go up because we have a programming coordinator now. But it does not as much as you would think. It goes up about $43,000, $44,000. Development against that $851,000, we will spend about $527,000 gaining that money. Next year we save some money by. We've culled our list, and so we don't have to mail it to as many people to get as good or better results. So the $527,000 we spent in FY07 resulted in $854,000 in income, roughly $300,000 over and above what we spent. By any mail drop standards, that's excellent results. Excellent results. And what we did, the way we do it to manage the cash, because we have the relationships with the printers and the postage people, is we pay them out of the proceeds. So we don't have a lot of upfront cash. Been doing that for the last 4 years. And we use KP, which is KPFA uses the same people as well, so there's a long-standing relationship there. What can I say? The overall expenses for the national office, and I'll finish on that note, is the expenses for this year, that is all expenses, is $3,332,000. Next year, $3,493,000, up about $150,000. Most of it can be traced to severance expenses, and for 3 months we will have perhaps two EDs or an increase in the ED salary, which is something before the board really has been proposed. That is sort of where we stand. The point I wanted to make was that in this year we were just finished with $178,000 to the bottom line, which looks good, but it's not. We need 3 months, and for us 1 month is $277,000. We only have half a month, and we're $99,000 away. And we need three, because we have to pay these bills long before we are paid back. And stations, if they get strapped for cash, simply don't pay us. And so we can get further in the hole simply because stations have a bad drive or because they don't pay us. And then next year, if you look at FYLA, another $104,000 goes up from $99,000 to $104,000, so we're virtually in the same position next year. I'm going to have to cut this budget some more. It is not finished yet. I'm just having to balance that off against any other reduced revenue, which may come from WPSW or WBAI when they change or alter their budget. But I'm going to have to go back, and I'm going to have to look at where do you cut? I'm looking at reducing expenses around the board. 10 to 20, 30, 40, 50,000 would be nice there. I'm not saying it's not for certain, but it's all things have to be looked at. Hopefully the board would agree. I have not ruled out asking the board to raise some money around their own expenses. Saying, could you commit to $50,000 over the next year to offset some of the meeting expenses? I am looking at, of course, staff, but I don't talk about that publicly. Maybe even get something done. Trying to reduce legal expenses to say 10 or 15 there, because we've been very careful with legal, but maybe we can make a deal with our corporate attorney to reduce those costs a little bit more. I'm looking at Democracy Now, believe it or not, in terms of the satellite fees we pay for them, see if we can get them to share some of that with us. Looking at Free Speech Radio News, everybody might have to share the pain, and I'm always looking for ways to save money on mailing.
What's your contribution to FSRN from the national office right now?
It will be 27% of my $1.6 million. It goes to the stations, by the way, but we pay it out of national office.
But do you make any contribution above and beyond what goes on the station's books?
No. That is the amount of money that Free Speech Radio News now has is $460,000, and that shows up on the station's budgets, but we just pay it for convenience out of the national office.
Okay.
But I am looking at it, and I have a meeting set up with them, as it turns out, next Tuesday. Say, we have, as you probably remember, said to them last year that we want to move toward integrating Free Speech Radio News into the network in terms of its operations, in terms of its programming, in terms of its goals. And one of the things we requested of them is that they reveal their books and that they get an audit done so that we know what any potential liabilities may be in any integration move. And their audit, as it turns out, is due next week, and we'll have a look at it and see how much debt they're in. We have heard stories that some people are saying they aren't getting paid for months. If that's the case, you want to see if there's, you know, penalties like IRS penalties. You never know. Do you have a look? So, and then I will, you know, with a new ED coming on board, assuming the FSIRS contract is finished. We don't have a contract, but we have a deadline of October 31st. If there's a new ED on board, he or she may have a, want to have a say in that discussion. But all expenses are on the board. We've got to find the funds. We're short $100,000. And that's not even, that's just to get to 1 month. We need 2 months, maybe three. And I don't know. Waiting for a brilliant idea. The other area that I have some hope for is being able to attract new major donors from the December 15th event. We're building it not only as a W event, but a Pacifica event, and we've got some pretty high rollers now working with us. Rocco Dellums, who is the wife of Ron Dellums, a couple of really wealthy people in D.C. who are on the committees that we're raising money with.
Pardon me, Lonnie.
Sorry. I'm done.
Well, just quickly, no, I'm not really into gossip, but I believe that Mayor Dellums has remarried, and Rocco Dellums is not his wife. He married me.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. But she is, she's co-chair.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, she's co-chair. So we got people heavily involved in this. The mayor of D.C. is actually giving us a list of potential buildings for WPFW. So I'm hopeful that contacts that we make as an organization, as a station, will give a new sort of potential for revenue next year. So it's going well, by the way. That gala is taking off. And just the people involved have reached critical mass, I believe, and they will have a successful event. But anyway, and I will go into detail, and if we do it in an executive session on the National Office Budget and Salaries, we can do that next Wednesday, and I'll hand it out. I'll send it out before the meeting so people have a chance to look at it.
Thank you. Questions?
Brian here?
Yeah, Brian.
Lonnie, can you give us also, in addition to a schedule on the consultants, a schedule on the other programming?
Yeah, the other programming is a little bit more difficult because they're all piecemeal programming, right? A show on a hearing here, a show on the U.S. Social Forum there.
Is it all discretionary money for the National Programming Coordinator?
Pardon me?
Is it all discretionary money for the National Programming Coordinator?
Well, it sort of worked that way, and I'm looking at that. It sort of worked that way. As you know, the National Programming Coordinator meets with the general managers, and people come up with programs.
No, I'm just looking for clarity. I mean, does that 144 contemplate any specific programs, or is that just so Pacifica can do special programming as the need arises? In other words, are you planning an election series for 2008, for instance?
Yeah, that's a good question. The way it has worked is that the National Programming Corps Coordinator working with the general managers come up with a calendar of programs that will definitely be programming for the calendar year. Those are budgetized, and they come from that line. In addition, if they want to do what they're discussing right now, a national program, then it would come from that line. But that's all there is. There isn't anything else to come out of there. So it's a matter of squeaking out budgets and making sure they work.
Well, can you ask him maybe to supply some detail on that 144? Because you're showing a 20,000 increase.
He will be at the meeting in D.C., and he will be part of the discussion.
I won't.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll try to get his calendar and have it be part of an attachment.
No,
I won't be able to answer a lot of questions on it, but I will have the information, okay?
Not even necessarily the calendar, but some kind of breakdown on how he intends to spend it.
Yeah,
if a certain number is for one-off specials, if there's a limited series, something like that.
He does have that. He has some ideas about how he will spend it.
Okay.
And I can get a short version of it for you. Let me put it on my list here so I don't forget. Anyway, that's a quick look at a preview of the national budget.
Lonnie, you're showing a $44,000 decrease against this year's actuals in the board's legal consultations.
Yeah.
Do you have any basis for that?
Yeah, the actual billing, the actual cost. You look at the annual, you look at our income statements, you'll see that, we're below budget in that area. And the forecast is right there to your left. You can see what the forecasted expenses are.
So you're saying basically the monthly national board consultations have gone down?
Yeah, we've been,
I only have enough room on my screen to compare the annual total. So it says for this year, you spent $50,000. The national board spent $50,000 consulting counsel, and next year they're budgeting to spend about five.
You're talking about the national office?
Yeah.
Yeah, the national office.
No. He's talking about the national board expenses.
Oh, right. National board expenses. Line 1,002.
1,002. Thanks. 100. Legal consultation. Yeah, they spent $50,000. And
I know they did. How come they're not going to next year?
Well, before, a lot of the legal expenses directly involved the board. And the way it's turning out, that the most of the legal expenses now are devolving to the station because of a change in policy. Before, we just sort of paid them out of the national office budget. But the change in policy was if a station has a legal action initiating from that station, then that station should pay. And the way I cover that amount, you have to look at the $6,000 I put there. That's specifically for the board. But what I've done is I've put the other legal expenses in the national office budget, which is, if you look down below, has $72,000 in it. So we're covered for legal. I've just divided it up slightly differently.
Well, it's still a net decrease.
Well, you can look at it as between the national board and national office, the expenditures for this year will be $106,000. The budget for next year will be less at about $78,000. Combining the two, you have to look at both the national office and the board component of that.
Line 1029. Your travel expenses are more than doubling in the national office?
Yeah, unfortunately. The national station coordinator needs to travel to all five stations in a year. The technology, John O'Malley has to travel to all the stations in the course of a year. You got an HR person who ends up traveling. You have... I travel, but not that much. And those are going to be of the Ursula travel. So the travel budget is going up. Now you've got a full year of a program coordinator, full year of a technology coordinator. Yeah, it's going to go up.
Carrie, I'm stuck.
Sorry, just one more
Carrie,
thing.
Carrie, I heard you come back. I heard someone come back. Go ahead, Brian.
The printing and marketing and the postage are going up by quite substantial amounts. Is that for increased direct mail?
Actually, it's in the wrong category. I have to change that because of the accounting. The total is going down. If you look at the total for development on line 1091.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's going down. I have to fix that.
Yeah,
I don't know why, because it's just the accounting package just doesn't know what to do with it and screws
up. It does it to ours, too.
Yeah.
The development section always gets screwed up.
Yeah. But that's sort of how it looks. Now, I want to point out the last point, though, is that this network, you have to keep in mind that we are a network. If you look, so you get the bad news first. If you go to line 206 under the 2007 forecast, the network will have only $509,000 in surplus after cash and capital. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but no, because depreciation costs will be $350,000. So in a year, you do the math, that's a horrible year. That on hard will show a mere $160,000 surplus for this network, one of the worst years we've had. And even that was achieved with borrowing money from prior years. So if you take out the prior year factor, this network lost money in FY07. What is hopeful is that in FY08, instead of a $509,000 figure, again reading from line 206, we get $1,077,000. That's much better because we're spending $1.6 million a month. And so the, what I mentioned before was if you end the year with $160,000 to the bottom line minus depreciation, before depreciation, $509,000, or granted that depreciation is not necessarily cash, but it does mean you began the year in the hole in terms of what you are actually spending a month, $1.6 million. You only have $500,000, so you're starting the year $1.1 in the hole. And that's why you see the figure here in FY08, again, line 206, said at $1.1 million. That was absolutely necessary to balance off the $1.1 lost in FY07. So there had to be a rebound in 08 of $1.1, roughly. So it is a precarious year. We've just gone through a bad year. And next year, I'm happy to see that we're reducing expenses enough to produce a good doubling of the bottom line. But we're not out of the woods yet. And as you can see, going through the budgets, if you look at individual stations, it's tough out there. Every station, we cannot have, no unit is going to produce 1 month. No unit is able to produce 1 month either this year or next year.
Lonnie, are we going to go over the archives budget as part of the national budget?
Yes, I will do that too. I will do that too. And I will do that as a part of the other, as a part of it, if you'll allow me. My voice is, I'm getting raspy around the voice and I'm losing my voice here.
Okay. Are there others who have questions about the national office budget?
Terry has a comment.
Please, Terry.
Yeah, in discussion it was mentioned how the national office budget includes some expense estimates as the CFO's best guess for anticipated expenses, like for the board, even though those expenses have not been approved by the Finance Committee. And I just wanted to point out that I think that's prudent and necessary, and I appreciate seeing those there, even though they're just guesses.
No, they're not guesses.
Well, they're informed guesses. Based on secret knowledge that you're not willing to share, right?
Well, yeah, I do. But I think we have to have a finance committee has a frank discussion with the board on the board budget. Their budget just like anyone else. You know what I mean? And they aren't going to review their own budget.
You mean the PNB should submit a budget?
Absolutely. Yeah, we should.
Yeah, well, I'm with you.
You know, and like you said, we should this budget that we have here, we'll send this out to everyone, but not with the wish list. We'll have them come back with the wish list.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it is prudent for me to point out you can't double your budget in 2 or 3 years. That will come back to bite everybody.
Well, you know, the other side, Lonnie, you know, in terms of those lab board expenses, like you're saying, particularly the one that's particularly perplexing is the whole legal thing in terms of the $50,000 charge year to date to the board for legal consultation. I mean,
yeah.
From a station standpoint, you know, we would want an audit on that to make sure that was actually a board expense. I mean, I know it even goes in one bucket or the other, but. As far as a governance standpoint, rather, you know, I'd like to see an audit on. I mean,
yeah. Remember when the board asked its corporate attorney to investigate this or that, or go to a station this or that, and when he was new, he did quite a bit of that.
But I know one particular charge that should not be a board expense. Well, I don't know if that's part of the charge. I know that definitely should not be a board expense. That if there is an issue with operations and the board has directed it, that's not a board expense. That's a station expense.
I'll let you
I mean, but, you know, I mean, inflation is going to pay anyway. But it's just that, you know, I don't think we need to show cost of governance when it's not governance. And on the other side, the CNB should certainly reconsider the it hasn't really been a motion, and I'm the lone person, but other people have told me they feel the same way. I'm the lone person who make a statement before the board meetings to say that I do not think that our legal counsel should sit in on all our PNB meetings other than those in executive session and only when we call him and ask him to be on the line, and that it is fiscally irresponsible to have the foundation attorney to sit through these long conference calls of the PNB, and I understand he sits in on governance committee calls. So, well, you know, that's just totally irresponsible. So if those parts of the cost, that definitely should be shown as a board expense, because that is like fiscally irresponsible.
I mean, well, that's a very good point.
Every meeting.
But if you've got $250 attorney sitting on a 6 or 7 hour PNB,
absolutely,
three of those a month, and you've got the PNB meetings themselves, which are all day, you've got to rack up expense to the board.
That's exactly right. And that's what we need to show, Lonnie. We need to show that exactly. So, you know what? I'll take back the audit, show the $50,000, and we'll send that to the board because, you know, someone has to make a decision that is show some kind of fiduciary responsibility there, and I think that's totally irresponsible. And I say it before every meeting, so, you know, no one
has... Oh, we've got a number here we can work with. I get the detail out.
Right. Okay, so any other questions, comments on the national office? So the other areas in terms of the wish list, the salaries, we want to discuss those next week?
In executive session, if it's that.
Okay. Okay, so where do we... Okay, we want to... Are there any other comments on the national office or any actions? We know it's going to happen, that you're going to actually do some updates on this that we want to send out to the board, the board expenses showing, you know, these excessive costs. And then you're going to redo the plan, the budget. And
yeah,
you're going to give us a headcount budget, which shows by position, by month, the total staff, because basically your staff is just total staff versus an FTE.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give you the salary budget or show the FTEs, and then we had the one from last year, which was 13, I was 15.
Right, but this is going to be a budget just like the expense. It's going to show it by month.
No, I don't have it by month. I have it by what the budget is and what the actuals are.
How can you calculate it if you don't have it by month, Lonnie?
You know, the FTEs in the national office don't change that much. They don't change that much. It's not like a station. We don't have a lot of hourly people. Staff is pretty stable.
But they have. There's a salary for each person every month that you think that would be
I thought you were talking about FTEs. No, I'll send the salary schedule, yeah. But the salary schedule at the budget, and then there's the actual salary schedule. That is to say what we spent. I have that, too, of course.
Okay. All right. So you'll send out the package for us to review before Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll get it out to you.
Okay.
We have, of course.
Is there anything more in the national office? We're going to go to the other budgets, the PRA and we'd also talked about affiliates. Do we want to do that tonight, or do we want to move that to next? It's already 11:30.
Yeah, let's move it. Could we? Is it possible to start a little earlier?
But we just didn't. I just have to communicate it. I'll send a note out tonight to everyone at 5 o'clock next Wednesday. In fact, I think I have it on the KPFTX, but let me just make sure I have it.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we just need to, and I'll send this out tonight. And so I have to get with you, like, on Tuesday, Lonnie, because, I don't know. It'll have to be either early Wednesday because I might not. I'm trying to get back on Sunday, but my flight is actually scheduled for Tuesday.
It's going to be a crunch schedule because the LSPs meet Monday night, which is likely, not in a day, but they won't be. They'll finish late Monday. I'm going to be compiling all this stuff Tuesday and seeing what the implications are for everybody, certainly the national office. But by Tuesday night, I'm going to need to be sending out this stuff for a Wednesday meeting, so it's going to be a real crowded schedule there.
Okay. So if I have questions, I'll just get with you on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. And briefly, we want to do... Do we want to do the financial policies and procedures manual? Or you can just tell us what do you want on this, Liney. Do you want us to do a motion or?
I'd like to have a motion because the orator is insisting. He said I asked for it a year ago, and he said he really wants to see it before the board. So he considers it essential to financial internal control. And I have to smile and say yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a KPFT LSB on at 6 p.m.
On Wednesday?
The 26th.
Oh. That means Sandra Rolline would not be with us as well as...
We'll send the notes to Mike, yeah.
Well, right now we have the meeting down for 5:30. Question is, do we want to start earlier?
We do. We really do. So we just have to send the note. We'll send the note out 5:00, 4:45, and try to start.
At 4:45?
It's a joke.
Okay.
5:00.
5:00. Okay.
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 Right. And we'll entertain the motion next week. That's next week.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
So that's 5:00 on the 26th?
The 26th.
Okay. Okay.
That's Wednesday?
That's Wednesday, yes.
It will be, we'll have some info back from WPFW.
Lonnie, were you going to run PRA for us real fast, or are we going to hold that up?
I would like to do it along with the confidential. I might as well do their salaries with the national office salaries. Them all together.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
So we'll do an hour of closed session?
Yeah, at least.
Well, I'm curious about their revenue forecasts. They've got a steep increase in sales income, even though they've got a declining trend.
Yeah, it's all true, but part of it's due to the Democracy Now! Contract. We have a button on their website. They get about 600,000 to 700,000 hits a month, and that means that we can redirect those to the archives for purchases. The other thing is, as you probably know, the archives...
Is that proven income, or is that what you're hoping for?
Well, 600,000 to 700,000 hits with a button going back to a website for our website, we can redirect it anywhere we want. It's pretty... Yeah, I consider Democracy Now! with a button above the fold, redirecting their listeners to specific websites and archives will be included. Yeah, they've got proven income, and I think we can piggyback on it. The BBC is also, their show, From the Vault, debuted last Thursday on BBC's website. That show is part of BBC's lineup now. And we got a verbal agreement with them that we could fundraise and embed fundraising messages in From the Vault that will be aired on BBC. So, you know, but if I had to be someplace, I'd be happy being on the BBC website. So, you know, we will know. See, our problem is if we get a lot of traffic back, our website can't handle it. We may need a special website, and I think we need to do that to handle traffic. If people come and they're disappointed, they won't come back. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, those things are looking up. We are access to Democracy Now!'s audiences and BBC's audience is stupendous. And we just need to make the most of it and not drop that ball.
Okay. All right. Any other comments, questions?
Okay.
We'll entertain a motion to adjourn for the evening.
Okay. I so moved, Madam Chair.
There's no discussion. Are there any objections? Okay. The motion has been moved and approved. Thank you. Good night.
Take care, folks.